你有没有觉得有点奇怪？
Did you feel a little bit weird?
有一个老美讲中文，有一个中国人讲英文。
American speaking English, Chinese and the Chinese translating to Chinese English.
所以为了你的感觉就舒服一点的，我可以。
So in order to make you more comfortable,
我是讲英文，他是会讲中文。
So I will speak English and he will translating to Chinese.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Now let's pray.
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we give you thanks and praise this morning.
我们感谢赞美你。
We can come before you as your people.
我们以你的名的身份来到你的面前。
And hear your word.
来聆听你的话语。
May your blessing be on your servant.
让求你的恩典大大降在你的仆人的身上。
And may your spirit move our hearts.
求你的圣灵来感动我们。
That we may understand your word.
我们可以听懂你的话语。
That we may fall more in love with you.
我们来更多的爱你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名， amen.
Recently, I heard a news report.
最近我看见的新闻。
新闻报告。
新闻报告。
There's a city in Japan named Osaka.
在日本那个城市是
大阪市。Sorry, he has had no chance to look at my sermon notes. the name of the mayor is Toru Hashimoto, 桥下彻。
他的市长叫桥下彻。
He's from the Japan Restoration Party, 日本维新会。
他是日本维新会的人。
Recently, he made a fairly outrageous statement.
他最近发了一个很让人吃惊的一个宣言。
He said that during World War II, the comfort women system was a necessity.
他说在二战的时候，这个慰安妇的系统是很有必要。
He said that when soldiers are on the field fighting and bullets are flying by.
他说在战场上士兵们冒着生命危险在枪林弹雨中。
They need some spiritual and emotional and physical comfort.
他们需要在灵里面身体上的一些安慰。
When people asked him to give more details,
当人们问他一些详细的情况的时候，
he said that there was no proof that these women were forced into doing this.
他说这些慰安妇并没有被强迫做这些事情。
When you hear this statement,
当我们听到这些这些宣讲的时候，
maybe you feel angry.
你会感到很生气。
Or maybe you feel like this person's words are unbelievable.
你会发现这种人竟然能说出这样的话，简直让人不可相信。
Or maybe you just think he's crazy.
或者相信他简直是疯了。
Whatever your response is,
不管你的反应如何，
it can't be lukewarm.
你不会只是平平淡淡的一种反应。
Jesus said a lot of outrageous things when he was on this earth.
当耶稣基督在世上行走的时候，他也说了很多让人吃惊的话。
And this passage that we are going to read today talks about one of the most outrageous things that he said.
我们今天所学的这一段经文也是耶稣基督在犹太人面前所说的让他们非常非常吃惊的话。
Let's look at the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
我们一起把圣经打开到约翰福音第八章。
我们可以同时读中文和英文。
So we can read both in English and Chinese.
We will read John, chapter 8, verse 48.
我们从约翰福音第八章四十八节开始。
To chapter 9, verse 7.
到第九章第七节。我们一起来念。
Yeah.
So let's read together.
Okay. The Jews answered him, Aren't we right in saying that you are Samaritan and demon-possessed? I'm not possessed by demons, said Jesus, but I honor my Father and you honor me. I am not seeking glory for myself, but there is no one who seeks it, and he is a judge. I tell you the truth, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. At this, the Jews exclaimed, "Now we know that you are demon-possessed. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. But you say that if anyone keeps your words, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died, and he, so did the prophets. What do you think you are?" Jesus replied, "If I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you proclaim to be as your God, is the one who glorifies me. Though you did not know him, I know him. If I said I do not, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad." "You are not yet 50 years old," the Jews said to him, "and you have seen Abraham?" "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "before Abraham was born, I am." At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man or his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, you must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Amen. In this passage we just read, Jesus said some very outrageous things about who he was. There are different reasons why people say outrageous things. Sometimes people say outrageous things because they want to grab the attention of others and shock them. So they say these outrageous things. Others perhaps have no idea how their words will affect the people that are listening to them. And so their words can be offensive or unbelievable.
那些,
but there are some who speak outrageous words.
但是有那些人他说一些听起来很疯狂的话的时候,
and those words are true words.
而那些话听上去很疯狂,
and that's what's happening here in this passage. Jesus spoke outrageous words, but they were words of truth and life.
那些话语确确实实是真理,
not to grab the limelight or the attention of others for
他们并不是,
and not because he was unaware of what his audience, how his audience would respond.
也不是他,
in this passage, John chapter 8, we see the second time that Jesus says something and is in danger of getting killed.
在这一段经文我们看见耶稣基督第二次说这样的话语的时候，差一点让他自己丧命。
The first passage is from John chapter 5, verse 18.
第一次是在, 约翰福音第五章第十八节。
Jesus heals a sick man on the Sabbath.
耶稣基督在, 安息日的时候治好了一个病人。
And the leaders, the Jewish leaders, begin to plot how they can kill him.
那些, 犹太教的这些领袖就开始设计要害他。
In John chapter 8 here, we see them going the extra step and actually picking up the stones and getting ready to kill him. When someone makes an outrageous claim,
当有些人,
we have to realize that it deserves an extreme response.
我们会应该认识到, 对这些疯狂的话,
you either believe it or you disbelieve it. You have faith or you doubt.
有你有信心或者你有怀疑。
And there's life or there's death.
这是关联着生和死的问题。
Jesus's outrageous statements that we read in the Gospel of John have one thing in common, and that is a Greek phrase.
在耶稣基督这两处宣称这些疯狂的宣称的时候，有一个共同点是这个希腊文。
In Greek, the word is ego eimi.
在希腊文，这个词叫做 ego 或者是 eimi。
The word in translated into English is I am.
在翻译成英文就是我是。
The Chinese translation is a little bit different.
中文的翻译有一点差别。
We'll talk about that in a little while.
我们待会儿会说。
But let's look at what Jesus says in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 26. He's talking to the Samaritan woman.
当我们看到耶稣基督在第四约翰福音第四章对那些撒玛利亚妇人说话的时候。
In verse 26, he tells the Samaritan woman, basically he says, I am the Messiah.
在第二十六节他就告诉这个撒玛利亚妇人说我就是弥赛亚。
In John chapter 6, verse 35, he says to the crowds that he feeds with the five loaves and two fish.
在第六章第三十五节的时候，对那些他喂饱的那些五千人，他这么说。
I am the bread of life, he says.
我是生命的粮。
In John chapter 8, verse 12, he's talking to the Jewish leaders and to the people, and he says, I am the light of the world.
他在第八章第十二节，他对那些犹太人的领袖和犹太人说：“我是世上的光。”
In chapter 9, verse 5, he says it again, I am the light of the world.
在第九章第五节，他再一次提出：“我就是世界的光。”
In John chapter 10, Jesus says to the Pharisees, I am the gate of the sheep.
在第十章，他对法利赛人说：“我是羊的门。”
And he also says, I am the good shepherd.
他还说：“我是好牧人。”
In John 14, Jesus is speaking to Thomas, and he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
在第四章，他对多马说，我是道路、真理和生命。
And then in John chapter 15, Jesus says, I am the true vine to his disciples.
在第十五章的时候，耶稣基督说，我是真葡萄树。
In each one of these cases, Jesus uses this phrase, ego eimi.
在这些基督教的宣称的时候，他用了同样的词，就是 ego 或者是 eimi， 就是我是。
I am, he says.
他说我就是。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
But in this passage, it's a little bit different.
但是在这一段的时候有一点不同。
Let's look at John 8:48, verse by verse.
我们看一下逐段看一下。
In John 8:48, Jesus is talking to the Jewish leaders, or the Jewish leaders are responding to him, and they say, "Aren't we right in saying that you're a Samaritan and demon-possessed?"
在第四十八节，当耶稣基督跟这犹太的领袖说话，犹太人的领袖就会判断他说。我们说你是撒玛利亚人，是被鬼附着的。
The reason they said this was because Jesus had been doing miracles and had cast demons out of demon-possessed people.
他们这么说是因为耶稣基督行了很多的神迹，而且把鬼从那些被鬼附着的人身上赶出来。
You see, in the Old Testament, only someone who had the Spirit of God in them could do something like that.
在旧约的时候，只有有神的灵在他们身上的人才能做这件事情。
So the people were beginning to say, "This guy is something special. He's something different."
所以大家可以看到耶稣说耶稣是一个与众不同的人。
But on the other hand, the Jewish leaders were thinking of who their Messiah would be.
但是在另一方面，这些犹太人的领袖想将来的那个弥赛亚到底是什么样呢？
And Jesus did not fit the profile.
耶稣基督跟他们想象的不一样。
He was born in a poor family.
他是出生一个很穷的家庭。
He wasn't anything like a king.
他一点都不像一个王。
How would he deliver them from their enemies?
他们怎样把他们从他们的敌人中间救拔出来呢？
So they had these two things and they couldn't reconcile the problems that who is Jesus.
所以他们有他们自己的想象跟这个事实，他们没有办法把事实跟他们的想象结合起来，所以他们不能相信耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
So they came up with this solution. He must be demon-possessed.
所以他们就另辟蹊径说耶稣基督是这个被鬼附着。
Earlier Jesus deals with it. He said, how can I be demon-possessed if I'm casting out demons by the king of demons? Then Satan's house is divided.
耶稣基督在前面一段反驳他们说，我怎么会是被鬼附着呢？如果我用鬼王的能力来赶鬼的话，这个鬼的国度早就灭掉了。
So even though their solution to this problem doesn't make any sense, they still keep on saying it. You're demon possessed, they say.
虽然他们的这个结论就是完全是没有任何的理由，但是他们还坚持说你就是被鬼附着的。
In verses 49 through 51,
在第四十九节到五十一节，
Jesus says, I'm not possessed by a demon.
我不是被鬼附着的，耶稣说。
But I honor my father and you dishonor me.
我尊敬我的父，你们倒轻慢我。
For I'm not seeking glory for myself, but there is one who seeks it, and he's the judge.
我不求自己的荣耀，有一位为我求荣耀定是非的。
I tell you the truth, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death.
我实实在在告诉你们，人若遵守我的道，就永远不见死。
Jesus claims here to have the very words of life.
耶稣基督在这边说到一个关键的关于生命的道。
This is a prelude to his final statement in John chapter 8.
这是在他在最后约翰福音第八章自己的宣称的一个前言。
In chapter 8 verse 52 to 53,
在第52节和53节的时候说，
At this the Jews exclaimed, Now we know that you're demon possessed.
耶稣那个犹太就对犹太人对他说，我们现在知道你是被鬼附着。
Abraham died and so do the prophets, yet you say that if anyone keeps your words he will never taste death.
亚伯拉罕也死了，先知众先知也死了，你还说人若遵守我的道就永远不尝死味吗？
Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are?
难道你比我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕还大吗？众先知也死了，你将自己当作什么人？
The Pharisees understand how outrageous Jesus, his words are.
那些法利赛人明明的知道耶稣基督他的话语是如何的疯狂。
And they keep pushing him and saying, Is this what you really mean?
所以他们就问他，这是你真正所要表达的意思吗？
Are you saying that you're greater than Abraham?
你自己说你比亚伯拉罕更大吗？
Are you saying that you're greater than the prophets?
你自己说你比众先知也更大吗？
And they're thinking probably in the back of their minds, He can't be saying that.
所以他们自己在心里说，耶稣基督，这个耶稣肯定不是这么说的。
Maybe they're thinking, if we push him, he'll back up and say, no, 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 that's not what I meant.
所以他们心里说，如果我们去问他这些问题，他自己会说，哦，我不是这么意思，我的意思不是这么一个意思。
But that's not what Jesus does.
但是这不是耶稣基督所回答的。
In verses 54 through 56, he says, If I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim as your God, is the one who glorifies me.
在五十四节到五十六节，耶稣基督回答说，我若荣耀自己，我的荣耀就不算什么。荣耀我的乃是我的父，就是你们所说的是你们的神。
Though you do not know him, I know him. If I said I did not, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word.
你们未曾认识他，我却认识他。我若说不认识他，我就是说谎的，像你们一样。但我认识他，也遵守他的道。
Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day, and he saw it and was glad.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子，就看见了，就快乐。
The most interesting thing about this portion of the passage is how Jesus addresses the Father as in God and Abraham.
我们看到这个节经文很有趣的就是耶稣基督怎么来说天父亚伯拉罕。
He talks about God as my father.
他说天父是我的父亲。
And he talks about Abraham as your father.
他们说亚伯拉罕是你们的父亲。
Jesus is further pushing the envelope, pushing the limit and saying, I'm different from you.
耶稣基督进一步的说，我跟你们是不一样的。
Then they respond to him. You're not yet 50 years old, the Jews said to him, and you have seen Abraham?
犹太人就说，你看起来还不到五十岁，你就说你见过亚伯拉罕吗？
And then Jesus makes this final outrageous statement.
所以耶稣基督最后说出这个疯狂的话。
I tell you the truth.
我实实在在告诉你们。
Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am.
当还没有亚伯拉罕，就有了我，这个我是现在是。
And they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds.
这些犹太人就要拿石头来打耶稣，耶稣就躲藏从殿里出去了。
In this final statement of chapter 8, Jesus makes it extremely clear who he is.
在第八章最后一节耶稣基督的宣称的时候，耶稣基督明明白白地告诉他们他自己是谁。
Before Abraham was born, I am.
在亚伯拉罕出生以前，我就在那儿了。
What does that remind you of?
我们这提醒到我们什么？
Think about a shepherd in the desert.
想象一下在沙漠中的牧羊人。
Talking to the burning bush.
他们这个去，这是摩西的事情，去跟这些跟这个燃烧的荆棘来说话。
And Moses asks, "Who are you? Who is sending me back to Egypt?"
摩西就问那位说，你是谁，把我拆回到埃及？
What's your name?
你的名字是什么？
In Chinese, it's 自由拥有。
I'm that I am.
In English, it's I am that I am.
就是耶稣，神就告诉他，我是自由拥有。
If you look in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, the Septuagint,
如果我们看到希腊人对旧约的翻译的话，
you'll see that these words are the same words that he uses right here.I am.
在那个时候所用的那些神所说的话，就是耶稣基督现在所用的是相同的单词。
In Greek, ego eimi.
在希腊文的 ego eimi， 在这里耶稣基督也是这么用。
This was an unbelievably outrageous statement that Jesus was making.
耶稣基督做了在这里做了一个令人不可相信的一个疯狂的宣称。
And so the listeners, the people that were listening to Jesus, were forced to respond in an extreme way.
而那些听众，就是那些犹太人，就被逼着要做出一个非常极端的反应。
You're either going to love me or you're going to want to kill me.
你或者爱我，或者就杀掉我。
Think back to that response that you had in your heart when I talked about the Osaka mayor making this statement about the comfort women.
回想一下，我们心中当我们听到那个大阪的市长说出那些疯狂的话的时候，我们心里的反应。
It's an emotional and extreme response that the Jews were having to him.
跟我们当时的感情是一样的。那些犹太人当时也有一个非常激烈的这种情绪上的反应。
How could you say that?
你怎么能说这样的话？
Your words are offensive to us.
你的话已经让我们很不舒服了。
But this, the biggest difference, of course, between Jesus and the mayor of Osaka.Is Jesus is speaking the truth.
而跟那位大阪的市长不同，耶稣基督在这里所说的是一个真理。
Jesus' statements force us to make a choice.
耶稣基督的真理使我们做出，需要我们做出选择。
Believe or disbelieve.
相信或者是不相信。
Life or death.
生或者是死。
When Jesus sees that the Jewish leaders
当耶稣基督看到那些犹太人的领袖的时候，
Many are responding with disbelief.
他们很多人只是不相信他。
We begin to see God's plan opening up a little bit more.
我们在第九章会看到神的计划更一步的展开。
In John chapter 12 verse 20, we see that the nations begin to come to Jesus.
在约翰福音第十二，在后面到二十章的时候，我们看到万国都开始归向。
In John chapter 12, we see the Gentiles coming to Jesus and inquiring of him.
在约翰福音第十二章的时候，我们看到外邦人来到耶稣基督面前。
And we think about what happens in Acts chapter 10.
我们看到在使徒行传第十章的时候，
when Peter goes to Cornelius,
当彼得去到哥尼流他们家的时候。
And begins to say, "Here's a man who is a God-fearing Greek who believes in Jesus and what he said."
当他看到这个哥尼流这个外邦人相信耶稣基督的时候，
And Peter does something that would normally be offensive to the Jews.
彼得在那时候做了一些让犹太人不舒服的事情。
He enters into the house of a Gentile.
他去了一个外邦人的家。
Because in Christ.Those who formerly were outside of the covenant are now in the covenant.
因为在耶稣基督里，那些原先与神的国度没有份的人，成了神国度里面的人。
As we look, turn to chapter 9 of John, we see something that Jesus does that further explains or further confirms who he is, who he says he is in John chapter 8.
在第九章的时候，我们看到耶稣基督进一步的向大家证明他是谁。
We've seen Jesus do some amazing miracles in John, in the Gospel of John.
我们在约翰福音里面看到耶稣基督行了各种各样的神迹。
In John chapter 3, he turns the water into wine.
在第三章, 他把水变成酒。
In John chapter 5, he heals a sick man.
在第五章, 他使病人得医治。
In John 6, he feeds 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
在第六章, 他用五饼二鱼喂饱了5,000人。
And in John chapter 6, he walks on water.
同样在第六章, 他在水上行走。
In chapter 9, verses 1 through 7, we see Jesus healing a blind man.
在第九章第一节到第七节, 我们看到耶稣基督医治了一个瞎子。
Again, the Pharisees refused to believe, despite all these miracles.
而那些法利赛人, 虽然他们看见了这些神迹, 但是他们还是不相信。
Jesus does the healing of the blind man in a very specific and purposeful way.
当耶稣基督在 医治这个瞎子的时候, 他用了一个非常, 独特的一个方法。
The disciples want to know who sinned, this man or his parents?
当他的门徒看到这个瞎子的时候, 就问, 这个瞎子是因为他犯罪了呢, 还是他的父母犯罪了?
Jesus says, that's not the most important thing.
耶稣基督说, 这不是重要的。
What's most important is that God is going to use this as a way of displaying his glory.
耶稣基督说, 神要借着这件事情来彰显他的荣耀。
And so Jesus walks to the blind man and he spits on the ground and he grabs the dirt and he puts it on the blind man's eyes.
耶稣基督就走到这个瞎子面前, 然后在地上吐了口吐沫, 把泥跟吐沫混在一起, 放在这个瞎子的眼睛上面。
Just before he does that, he says these words, I am the light of the world.
在他做这个之前, 他说了, 我是世上的光。
What does that make you think about?
这时让我们大家想到什么呢?
If you go back to Genesis chapter 1,
我们如果回到, 创世纪第一章,
what's the first thing that God creates?
神创造的第一件事情是什么?
Light.
光。
And when he creates man, when he creates the first man, Adam, how does he do it?
他是怎么, 当他, 创造了人, 第一个人亚当的时候, 他做了什么?
He uses the dust of the ground to create him.
他用泥土来造的。
Jesus is using this miracle right here and saying this thing about himself that I am the light of the world to point us back to the very beginning of the Bible.
耶稣基督用这个做法, 用吐沫混泥土这个做法, 来向大家表明,
and say that,
表明到第一章创世纪的时候, 神用泥土来造人。
And say that I am the one that was there at the beginning. I'm the second person of the Trinity through whom God created everything.
当神在创造的时候, 我就在那里, 我是圣子, 神是借着我创造了诸世界。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
I have the words of life.
我有生命的道。
And so there's no possible way that the Pharisees or us listening now could possibly mistake what Jesus' meaning is here.
当我们看到这些, 听到耶稣基督所讲的话的时候, 对于法利赛人也好, 对于我们来好, 我们自己也好, 没有办法来否认耶稣基督是谁。
Jesus' outrageous statements deserve extreme responses.
所以耶稣基督这个疯狂的宣称, 需要我们有疯, 完全的很激烈的反应。
Jesus' outrageous statements deserve a response of faith.
他的这个疯狂的宣称需要我们用信心来回应。
Faith is an outrageous response, is an extreme response.
而信心的回应是一个非常, 疯狂的回应。
I remember when I was doing my seminary studies here in Orlando in the late 90s.
我记得在 90年代, 当我在这边 RTS学习神学的时候,
when we began this church, we had an English Bible study that I was leading.
在这个最早起初的这个教会, 我是在领导一个英文的小组。
And in that English Bible study group, there was a Chinese student who was studying at the University of Central Florida.
在这个英文小组里面, 有一个在, 佛罗里达大学, 中佛罗里达大学, UCF念书的一个学生。
And he said, I like these words that Jesus is saying, but I can't believe it.
我很喜欢耶稣基督所说的话，但是我就是相信不了。
I've grown up with a background that says there's no God.
我从那些无神论的背景里面出来。
If God would only give me a sign, then maybe I could believe him.
如果神在我面前显个神迹的话，我可能会相信。
I said, what kind of a sign do you want?
我问你需要什么样的神迹呢？
Do you want an airplane in the sky with a banner flying in the background that says, I am God?
你说你是想要那个飞机飞在天上，然后后面装一个标语说我就是神。
Or maybe you want to see a miracle happen.
你有时候想看到一个神迹。
And the student said, yeah, a miracle.
学生就是对对对，神迹最好。
I said, there's just one problem.
但是有个问题。
When Jesus was on this earth and he did all these miracles,
当耶稣基督在世上的时候，他已经行了很多的神迹。
There were so many people who saw him do those miracles.
也有很多人都看到他行神迹。
And they still didn't believe him.
但是他们还是不相信。
You don't need a miracle.
你不需要一个神迹。
You need faith.
你需要信心来相信他。
That's what the Bible tells us. Jesus is looking from everyone that he is doing ministry to, everyone that he's speaking to, everyone that in front of who he's doing these miracles, he's looking for one thing, and that is faith.
当耶稣基督在向众人行神迹的时候，向众人讲道的时候，他只希望能得到一个回应，那就是信心的回应。
But where does that faith come from?
但是那个信心是从何而来呢？
If we look in Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9,
如果我们看到以弗所书第二章第八节和第九节
we see that in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 that it is by grace that you've been saved through faith.
在第八节到第九节的时候，我们因着神的恩典通过信心来相信。
And that not of yourself.
这就是我们所应该所想到的。
It's a gift of God.
是从神而来的恩赐，是神的恩典。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
those who are searching for God,
而那些你们正在寻求神的人,
whether you are already in Christ or whether you aren't in Christ yet,
你是对于那些在基督中或者是还没有在基督中的人,
faith is something that God gives us.
信心是神给我们的。
We have to recognize our total dependence on God for that faith to believe.In Jesus.
我们必须完全地相信我们靠着只有靠着上帝通过那个信心才能够认识耶稣基督。
And so the first step is to ask God to change our hearts.
所以第一步就是让神来改变我们的心。
I remember after we left Florida and moved to Maryland to do ministry at the University of Maryland.
我记得当我们离开佛罗里达去马里兰大学做校园施工的时候，
One of the students says, "Does God listen to the prayers of those who don't believe in Him?"
有个学生问，当那些不信他的人求告的时候，神会听他们的祷告吗？
I said, "Yes, He does."
我说是的，神会听。
He is not always compelled to answer those prayers.
但是他不一定不会回答那些祷告。
But if those prayers are made with a belief that He exists,
而如果那些相信他的人来祷告的时候，
Then we know that the work of the Holy Spirit has already begun in their hearts.
而神圣灵的工作会在他们心里做工。
The first step is to change our heart, or to have God change our heart.
所以第一步是求神来改变我们的心。
To change our desires.
改变我们的欲望。
You know, when we come into this world, we have no desire to serve God or to seek God or to follow God.
当我们刚来到世上的时候，其实我们没有任何去寻求神或者侍奉神的欲望。
We have to recognize, unless God changes our hearts, we have no hope of loving Him.
我们必须意识到是神改变了我们的心，否则我们没有办法来爱他。
Have you ever noticed that you tend to do the things that you enjoy doing or the things that you desire to do or love to do?
我们有没有这个经历？我们特别喜欢去做那些我们愿意去做的事情。
Oftentimes, I see people playing with their phones, you know, because they like to either play games or they like to keep on top of their emails or something like that.
我们现在大家很多的人都喜欢玩这个iPhone 或者是手提机、电脑或者是电话，因为我们可以玩一些游戏，或者是使我们自己看 check 那些 email 电子邮件。
Part of the fun is just this is a fun thing to have, right?We desire it.
这个电话是很有意思的东西，所以我们希望去用它。
When God comes into our hearts, He changes our hearts so that we desire Him.
当神进到我们的心里面，改变我们的心的时候，我们的心会愿意去渴想他，去愿意和他在一起。
The gospel transforms our lives.
而福音改变了我们的心。
So we have to step out in faith and believe these outrageous words of Jesus.
福音改变了我们的生命，所以我们要通过我们的信心来看耶稣基督他所讲的这些看似疯狂的话。
I remember when I first began walking with Jesus 30 years ago.
当我记得当30年前我第一次与耶稣基督同行，相信耶稣基督的时候。
I remember thinking to myself, God is holy.
我自己对自己说，神是圣洁的。
He has very high standards.
他的标准非常的高。
How can I reach his standards?
我怎么能达到他的标准呢？
And then my mother is not a theologian.
我的妈妈不是神学家，但是她这么对我说。
She said some of the most profound words that affected my life.
她说了一个非常让我扎心的话。
Deep theological words.
非常有神学的话。
If God wants you to do His will, He will change your heart so you desire to do His will.
如果神让你去完成他的旨意，他会改变你的心，让你去完成，乐于去完成他的旨意。
Do you believe that?
你相信这个？
God can change your heart and my heart.
神可以改变你的心，改变我的心。
After that, I realized, I began to look into my life and I saw, I grew up in a suburb of America where everyone was white.
听了这话以后，我回想我的生活，我自己生长在一个美国的郊区，所有的人都是白人。
I had no desire to have interaction with people from other nations.
我根本就没有这个兴趣去跟其他的国家的人或者种族的人来交谈。
I was comfortable in my own situation.
我对自己的这个环境非常的舒适。
With people that looked just like me.
那些长得跟我很像的人，我觉得很非常的舒服。
Big noses and blue eyes.
大鼻子蓝眼睛。
But I realized that this gospel is not just for people that look like me.
但是我意识到，福音并不仅仅是让我关心我周围跟我一样的人。
The Spirit, the Holy Spirit began to push me.
所以，圣灵开始在催逼我。
And I began to get nervous that God was going to ask me to do something really crazy.
所以我有会感到很紧张，因为我知道神会让我做一些很疯狂的事情。
Maybe God would want me to do something really crazy, like go to another country.
有可能是让我疯狂的去到另一个国家去宣道。
And that's exactly what He wanted me to do.
这其实是他就是他所希望我做的。
But He began to work in my heart to change my heart.
但是他开始改变我的心。
So that little by little, I desire to do that thing that was God's will.
渐渐的，我开始喜欢我喜欢我愿意去做神让我去做的事情。
In a little while after the sermon is over, I will be sharing some of what we're doing in China right now.
在这个聚会结束的时候，我以后我会跟大家分享我在中国的一些经历。
But the thing that we're doing right now could never have happened unless the gospel had transformed my heart and my life.
但是如果不是因为福音来改变我的心的话，这些事情是。没有可能发生的。
So, as we think about Jesus' words today,
当我们看到耶稣基督在这里所讲的话的时候，
the first response that he wants us to have is, you have to, the first response is you cannot respond to Jesus' words in a lukewarm way.
所以第一个反应就是我们不可能对于耶稣基督这个疯狂的宣称有一个平平淡淡的反应。
Jesus doesn't give us the option of saying, oh, those are nice words.
耶稣基督没有给我们这个选择，说：“哎，说的还可以。”
You're a good person.
你是个好人。
Jesus says, "You either love me or you hate me."
耶稣就说：“你要不然就是爱我，要不然就是恨我。”
And if you love me, follow me.
如果你爱我，就跟随我。
The gospel tells us that the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts and changes us.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵到我们心里来改变我们的心。
So that we can believe the outrageous words.Of Jesus.
所以我们可以相信耶稣基督所说的这些疯狂的话。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Send your Holy Spirit, Lord.
差派你的圣灵。 天父上帝。
For those of us who know you already, Lord,
降在我们那些已经认识你的人的心中。
May we remind ourselves of the gospel each day.
当我们每天都会经历福音的改变的大能。
The transformation of the gospel is a daily process.
福音的改变是每天的过程。
For those of us who have not come to believe in you yet, Lord.
亲爱的主耶稣，对于那些还没有认识你的人，
May your Holy Spirit work in their hearts.
你的圣灵也在他们心中工作。
And show them that this person, Jesus Christ,
向他们表明耶稣基督
spoke the words of truth.
他所说的就是真理。
And those words that we have read today,
我们今天所读的这些话语
are words of life.
是生命的话语。
They never change.
他们永远不会改变。
They will always be there.
他们永远立定在天。
Holy Spirit, work in their hearts.
圣灵，求你在他们心中工作。
Move them.
改变他们。
To faith.
让他们有信心。
And not disbelief.
不是不信。
To love.
去爱。
And not hate.
不是去恨。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.